This is Tarnisha with the fraud department. Allow me one moment as I get your account pulled up.
Okay.
Verify that first and last name for me, please.
Martha Van Arsdale, and there is a space between the N and the A.
All right. Thank you for that. Just waiting for everything to load up here and I'll be able to assist, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I have that account pulled up, and I see this is for the product Dorma Vanilla. And you're calling in about the charges from back on the 22nd of November, correct?
That and the 7th. I have two, one to the Magnificent something or other, and the other one decorating something. I don't know what these are for.
Okay, so back on the 5th, I do see where the product was first purchased. During that time, you would have paid $4.95 shipping and handling to receive the product. Along with that product, I do see an order of ultrasonic skin scrubber that was purchased in the amount of $49.95, and also the Explorinary brush for $17.90. Now, do you remember placing any of those orders?
No, I do not.
Okay, and have you received any of those products to your home?
No, I have not.
Okay, give me one moment. All right, so looks like according to the U.S. Postal Service, it was delivered, looks like back on November the 10th. Did you receive anything around that time?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
We're in the process of moving, so...
All right, and we're going to verify some information on the account, which also helps us determine whether or not the account is fraud. Can I get you to verify an email address for me, please?
Martha Van Arsdale, 46@gmail.com.
All right, that matches what we have on file. Can I get you to verify a phone number for me, please?
417-249-0292.
That also matches what we have, and can I get you to verify a shipping address for me, please?
It'd be 130 East Clark Avenue, Augusta, Kansas, 67010.
All right, and that matches what we have as well. All right, now, could it have been a possibility that this might have been an accidental order forgotten about, or someone else could have placed this order?
I might have placed it. I broke my arm, so I've been on painkillers. So yeah, I guess I could have. I just don't ever order online. I just never do.
Gotcha.
Or anything.
All right. All right, so Shep, we have determined that this might not be fraud due to all information matching up. What we can do, however, as a courtesy, we can do a courtesy refund off of both of those charges, which will be a 50% refund off of both. That amount will put back $62.47 times 2 back into the account.
Okay, and will that will remain with that? Canceled, so no more will be taken out?
That is correct.
Okay. That would be great if you can do that. I'd be satisfied with that, yeah.
All right, give me one moment and as I go ahead and make all the changes, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Place you on a brief hold.
Okay.
All right, both of those refunds went through successfully. Again, allowing 2 to 3 business days to show back up into your account.
Okay, and is there a cancellation number or a
Yes,
refund number
ma'am.
or anything?
Yes, ma'am. I got that cancellation number for you. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 663-434-378.
Okay. All right, thank you, and I'm sorry I
You're fine. You're fine. I do thank you for calling customer support, and you do have a happy
They
holiday.
shouldn't let a 76-year-old woman order when she's taking pain medication. Because I guess that's probably what I did, but I don't know what happened to it. So I'll do some more checking. Maybe I've got a package around here that I thought was dog food or something. That's my sister orders that. So okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome and
All
thank you for
right.
calling customer support.
All
You have a
right.
good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.